Says a threat to Zambia's multipartism, says opposition leader Dr. Richard Lumbe.
Zambia's national petroleum reserves continue dropping amid its interventions.
In international news, Congo to take third country deportees from the U.S. under new deal.
In sports news, Chipolopolo striker Patson Daka scored a brace for Leicester City.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and Reliable News every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shakaina Sakala.
Opposition leader, movement president, and 2026 presidential hopeful Dr. Richard Lumbe has expressed concern about the rapid formation of political alliances ahead of the August general elections. Dr. Lumbe warns that if not managed carefully, these alliances could undermine the country's multi-party democracy. While acknowledging the importance of political alliances, Dr. Lumbe fears that if the alliances lose the upcoming election, all the parties within those coalitions risk collapsing. This, he argues, could reduce the number of viable political parties capable of emerging strong at an election to provide effective checks and balances. Dr. Lumbe believes that individual political parties should focus more on communicating their own visions for the country rather than being absorbed into alliances.
As leadership movement, we are not politicians who just follow the masses. Leaders are not thermometers who measure the temperature of a society. They are supposed to be a thermostat who should set the temperature. But because we have politicians, they will be following. Oh, abantu bale fwaes. Abantu bale fwaati kume tumane akati. Mwavika po muntu umo afirwa. Yukiwa ma political parties. Aye ingia kwati. Kia leta better leadership. We need to focus on what we are meant to do. We have democracy, multi-party democracy, democracy, and we need to focus on that. We need to ensure that all these people who have ideas, they thrive. Abai chevaleisa wino atiyo, mupangu surechironga nchenu, musapote omuntu umo. If you're a sin to tuweru fianya, tuwefua ikwaliyo nse tuwa tuwafate fifironga nino, ifi inesia kula, siya isa charipes, uwa alufianya, paise chironga nino chimbi na ma idea yambi, ofo vachilwa valefuaya.
Zambia's natural petroleum reserves continue to decline, with diesel stock cover falling from 29.4 days to 26.4 days and petrol stock cover decreasing from 22.6 days to 19.1 days as of March 13, 2026. As of Thursday, 2nd April 2026, the national stock fuel cover is at 26.4 days for diesel and 19.1 days for petrol. According to infographics released by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, the current national petroleum stocks of April 2nd include 143.2 million litres of diesel at the Ndola Depot and 88 million litres at Kingawoni Depot in Dar es Salaam, representing stock covers of 26.4 and 16.3 days respectively. Petrol stocks stand at 36.9 million litres, representing a 19.1 day import cover. These figures are based on daily consumption rates of 5.4 million litres for diesel and 1.7 million litres for petrol. In response, the government and ERB have intensified interventions, including a temporary suspension of excise duty on petrol and diesel for 3 months, zero-rating of value-added tax, VAT, on these fuels for the same period, enhanced monitoring of fuel stocks to maintain stability, and ongoing engagement of stakeholders to ensure commodity availability and prevent market distortions. In a related development, the Petroleum Transport Association of Zambia, PTAZ, says an escalation in the ongoing tensions involving Israel, the United States, and Iran could present both risks and opportunities for Zambia's transport sector. Association President Benson Tembo says local transporters are mainly concerned about having a fair platform to operate and grow their businesses. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Tembo noted that while government has introduced measures to support local participation, more needs to be done to ensure Zambian transporters benefit. Mr. Tembo explained that global tensions often trigger panic buying of fuel for both local and international traders. He observed that this increased demand creates business opportunities for local fuel transporters, adding that increased demand creates business opportunities for local fuel transporters. He therefore called on governments to prioritize Zambian transporters in line with existing laws that promote local participation.
Now, the local transporters, mainly, what they hope to see going forward is a platform. They need to see a space which is not there. You know, we are here for business, mainly business, and to grow. Government has provided interventions for local participation. And this war that we are seeing today could have created a space for the locals because of the panic buying. We can have the panic buying here. We are also having panic buying from outside the country, where the OMCs are importing the fuel. So that is business for the local Zambian transporters.
National for Quality Education in Zambia, Dr. Aaron Chansa, has called for adherence to public service regulations following reports that some teachers in Livingston publicly endorsed prison higher in age limit. Dr. Chansa says such actions risk undermining professionalism in civil service, which is expected to remain nonpartisan while implementing governance policies. He noted that public service guidelines discourage civil servants from openly supporting political candidates, warning that such conduct could affect service delivery and national unity. Dr. Chansa has further urged teacher unions and relevant authorities to clarify their positions on the matter, stating that maintaining neutrality is key to preserving the integrity of the education sector and the broader public service.
As the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, we want to strongly condemn the partisan behavior that was displayed by some teachers in Livingston, where they were publicly endorsing the president. We think that the public service regulations are very clear on this matter. Teachers and other public sector workers must be able to refrain from partisan activities. These are people that support policies and programs of the current administration and the government of the day, and not to support and endorse candidates of a ruling party. This is unlawful. It must be condemned by all Zambians, and would like to appeal to the Secretary to Cabinet to issue a statement condemning this behavior, and also those that did that must be identified and disciplined according to the regulations. We can't afford to polarize the civil service.
In international news, a proposed constitutional amendment to create vice president's position has drawn criticism and uproar. Lawmakers debated on the bill on Thursday and Friday. Veteran opposition leader Maurice Kamto called the bill an attempt at a power grab.